about organics these days, but the man who started it all is right here. Here he is, author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Telephone number, when you hear somebody hang up, we've got people holding right now, but when you hear somebody hang up, it's 866-444-3478. We talk organic gardening, as Logan said, landscaping, farming and ranching a little bit, some environmental issues thrown in, whatever you want to talk about. If you got some tips or some good advice to give us, that's great. If you have some problems, that's fine, too. We have something new that we've just had for a few weeks now, and that is a course. People have asked me for years, where is a college where I can go to learn this natural organic philosophy and techniques? And one hasn't existed in the past. There's a couple that are starting to have some choices as far as curricula that fits farming and ranching and growing food crops and things like that. But we wanted to do one that would cover landscaping and vegetable gardening and herb gardening and the whole deal and all the subjects that we talk about here. So we created one online that's there now for you, and it's the Natural Organic Certification Course. It's 15 chapters. You take a chapter at a time, take a test at the end of each chapter, and you got to pass 100% before you go to the next one if you want to go all the way through and get the certification. It's for professional people, but it's also for homeowners as well. So some homeowners may not want the certification at the end. They can get it. They'll have it if they go through all 15 chapters. And people that are in the business can get some reduced rates on the cost of the thing if several employees are taking it. The nonprofit organizations have some discount situation of availability as well. The normal, the regular cost, just one shot at a time on the course, is $195. But the information is right there on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. So check it out. And let's go back to the phones. First up is our friend from Dallas, Garlic Mike. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, Howard. Wanted to follow up with your last caller about the cornmeal toenail fungus, the fungus thing. That's what brought me to you about 10 years ago.
All right. I didn't know that.
I was a tow truck driver, and my boots stayed wet, sometimes days on end. I could not get them completely dry in certain times of the year. My feet just rotted. I literally had a clinical case of athlete's foot that doctors could not cure.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yes, sir. And I heard your comments about cornmeal and foot fungus. Mm-hmm. And I happened to have some good cornmeal here at the house, and I came home and did it. And lo and behold, I mean, I literally had to soak my socks at times to soften all the crust before I could pull them off so I didn't pull skin off.
Man.
It was that bad.
Yeah.
And it cured me.
That's great. That's great to hear. It's pretty fascinating how all this stuff works. And, you know, in the course, the thing I just talk about over and over and over and over again is that the whole key to everything that we're dealing with is to develop biological activity. You know, and the trichoderma that the cornmeal develops just does so many wonderful things in the soil and on the roots of plants and even in human fungus problems. We've had people tell us that they've cured skin rashes and problems and some really interesting things on farm animals and pets and everything else using this technique.
It's absolutely fascinating. It's what brought me down this road 10 years ago, and it literally has changed my life. Absolutely.
Well, delighted to hear it.
So, question of the day. My wonderful, succulent, 8-foot-tall bay tree that's just growing almost straight vertically up mm-hmm. has put on tremendous growth the last 2 years.
Okay.
And one of the things I've noticed is some of the leaves are just getting huge. I mean, almost palm size. Is that normal? I mean, you've got a huge bay. Have you seen that happen before, or is it just my little happy tree?
I was looking at it a couple of days ago. Our new dog, Hazel, she actually is the first dog we've ever had that loves to fetch and actually bring it back to you. All of the rest of our dogs have gone after what you threw them, but then they go and hide someplace. But she'll fetch with you a couple times, and then she loves to run under the bay tree. I've left all the lower limbs in place. It looks like a gigantic shrub now. It's just, it's huge. And the leaves vary a lot in size, but I've never seen any as big as the palm of your hand. That's very interesting. I'm going to have to come over and check yours out and get some photographs.
I'll shoot you some pictures real quick for sure, just to give you a perspective.
Okay,
on it.
That'd be great.
There's a few on it, probably six or seven, that have just become impressive. I mean, I've never seen anything like this. The tree's probably 6 years old. Started from a little gallon pot, little bitty small thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it gets morning shade, but midday and afternoon, good sun. But it just has put on some crazy growth here lately.
Well, mine is in a lot of shade. It's shaded by the champion ginkgo on one side, and there's a live oak on the other side, and a bamboo forest on the back side of it, and it has continued to be extremely healthy. The trunk now is probably somewhere between 10 and 12 inch caliber, 12 inch diameter. It's just, and one of the things I'm trying to figure out what I want to do is whether I want to limit up some to where it looks like a tree or leave it in this big bush form. And right now that's what I'm doing. But yeah, I'd love to see your plant. I don't think that it's anything bad. I think when you get large leaves like that, that's just a sign that it's happy about what's going on.
No, it just seems the rest of the leaves are normal and beautiful, and the exact, you know, specimen type you would get in the, you know, the jars in the grocery stores and the, you know, in the good stores, and it's beautiful, but just gosh, some of it has just gotten just impressive. Just you're not going to stuff these easily into a jar.
That's good. Does yours bloom really well now at that size?
I have not gotten any flower. I've seen the little flowers that yours produce at the Mandalove program we had downtown a long time ago. But mine has never put out any flowers.
Well, I thought that it probably needed to get some maturity on it, because I don't remember mine flowering when it was young. But bay is a great plant, and it really shows for a lot of people listening that haven't gotten into organics yet. It's one of the great benefits of this organic program. There are other people that give gardening and landscaping advice here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that say that bay will freeze outside here. You know, mine's been outside almost 40 years, 35 years anyway. So
mine has never suffered. It's been covered in snow and ice for days on end.
Yeah.
But when it was young, it never hurt. But one of the things I use it for, I clip the leaves and grind them up, the you know, the ones that get, you know, ugly and damaged and dry. Mm-hmm. I throw them around my back porch and my flower beds. It keeps the big water bugs, the big roaches off your area. They don't like it.
Yeah, it's got a lot of good uses. Kind of like, works a lot like the horse apple does in that regard. So
yes.
Everybody ought to be growing some bay, even up north, and just protect it in the wintertime, because it's actually a pretty tough plant.
Love your show, Howard. Take
Thanks,
care, buddy.
Mike. Appreciate the call.
Yes, sir.
Let's go to Paris, Texas. We have not heard from Dottie in a while. Hi, Dottie.
It is another one of God's beautiful days.
Good to hear from you.
And I know anybody that is a gardener, they have problems with rabbits.
Yep.
And the best thing to get rid of rabbits is marigolds. Plant marigolds in your garden.
Little bunnies don't like
they
the
don't
strong
like
fragrance, huh?
When you, there's a lady that I know. She and her husband have just started gardening, and they was and out in the country, had a real problem with rabbits. You see the rabbit sign all over the place, and I told her what to do. Her husband laughed at her. She said, "Well, I'm going to try it anyhow." No rabbits, no sign of them at all.
That's very interesting. That's a good tip.
Not even any droppings at all.
That's a good tip.
And another thing for us people that are getting into our years with arthritis in our arms and shoulders and legs and all that stuff. I had had animals at one time, and I have cattle panels, and it's difficult for me to stoop over. I said, how come I can't use these cattle panels and T-post because they're strong for my vining vegetables, cucumbers,
I think that's a great
squash,
way to go. Mm-hmm.
And even melons. But melons, at one time I tried the pantyhose. They don't get sun through them. They don't do good. They stretch too bad. But those mesh bags that you get produce in the grocery store.
Dottie, I'm going to have to run. Let me put you on hold and we'll chat off the air for a minute. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We'll be back right after this. When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito Dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActive's probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dirt Doctor advice, look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Garrett Juice Pro, and Sick Tree Treatment, can now help you with innovative products. If you're a grower, rancher, or landscape contractor, Maestro Grow can manufacture products specifically designed for your needs and property. For more information, call Chris, 214-436-3617, or go to maestro-grow.com. That's 214-436-3617. Remember to ask for Maestro Grow products.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kyolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the Kyolic difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, Kyolic. Please visit our website at kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Okie doke, Howard, back with you. I spent some time visiting with Dottie off the air there, and she had some good tips I'm going to pass on to you. First of all, the way she was talking about using cattle panels is different than what I've done in the past. I've usually gotten two panels and put them to kind of lean them into each other so it forms a tent shape. And she said that she doesn't like that, that she likes just putting them, using them as a roof held up by posts and let the cucumbers, squash, various things grow up and underneath the roof of this thing, and it just makes a real easy way to harvest and manage the vegetables. So I like that idea. She also said that using the old covering from fans, oscillating fans, is a perfect container for putting your vegetables in from the garden, and you get it full of tomatoes and radishes and peppers and whatever, and you can just wash them all off and it goes right through, of course, in this container. I thought that was a great idea. And then she said that a lot of people don't realize that if you have a lot of tomatoes that are producing really strongly right now, you can freeze them and have them last a lot longer, and then just use them, take them out, don't need to boil them to get the skin off or anything else, just take them out and let them thaw out and use them just like you would anything else. And her final tip was, if you have trouble with rabbits, and she seems to have quite a bit of corroboration from other gardeners about this, is having marigolds planted around the area that is a problem with rabbits, and they will take off. They don't like marigolds at all. And I told her a funny story. My two dogs were standing at the window just staring yesterday, and I looked across the street, and there was a rabbit that I think is the same rabbit that was a little bunny running around in my yard a couple of months ago. And how the thing is still alive, I don't know, because we have the dogs, we have coyotes in the neighborhood where I live, and all kinds of other things. But somehow, a tough little rabbit is staying put there and staying healthy for some in some way. Ann in Dallas is next up. Hello, Ann.
Hi.
What's up?
Well, I tried to listen to your program, and no one ever calls in about the sticker sandburrs, and I am fighting them bad. Every time we get a little shower and the sun pops out, I go out there, I dig them up, and then there's more. Come back. And this has been a problem here forever in certain areas where they are thick.
Well,
and
the first
you
thing...
spoke earlier, sir, on the green sand that it has lead in it. And I did hear you talk a lot about lava sand and carbon in the soil. So yep. Can you tell me what do I need to do?
Yeah, you need to move someplace that doesn't have sandy soil.
Oh, I can't do that.
Where do you live that's got sandy soil in Dallas?
South Beltline Road.
Okay. Well, yeah, the key to grass burrs, sand burrs, whatever you want to call them, there's a lot of different common names for it, is to build the carbon in the soil. And you can build the carbon in the soil with organic fertilizers, with humates, with the sugars like molasses and cornmeal, all the things that we talk about. You just have to use heavier amounts of them. That stimulates the biological activity. The greatest way to grow, to build the carbon in the soil, is through the dead bodies and the waste of microbes that you're stimulating to grow in the soil. You see what I mean? So anything that you can do, the cheapest thing to do is to get the tree care company that's working down the street to dump the ground up tree trimmings on your property, and you spread them out after you've put out some organic fertilizer or one of the other products that I mentioned, and you will see that the grass burrs will slowly fade away. It's the only thing that will control them is to build carbon.
Tree trimmings?
Tree trimmings right out of the tree care company's truck. Dump them on the ground, spread them out, use them around your landscape plants, use them in the vegetable garden. I have them as walkways in my vegetable garden.
Well, can I buy that already grounded up?
Yeah.
Where do I buy it from?
Any of the compost companies, any of the sand and gravel companies that sell compost and soil amendments will have ground up tree trimmings. And if you can get tree trimmings that they've had in stock for 6 months or a year, they will have already broken down into a beautiful compost, and it'll work even better than the raw material.
Well, I heard on your commercial a while ago that a man was talking in about the different tree trimmings and leaves and all of that. I know it's good fertilizer, but he was saying there are certain kinds of trees that you're not supposed to use.
Well, the only
how do you know what these companies, what kind of trees that they are mixing up?
I wouldn't worry about that at all. In fact, I didn't remember me having anything that said that. But the only one that's a problem, or could be a problem, is walnut trees, and that would only be a problem if you had nothing in the mulch but ground up walnut, and then that would only be a problem using it around nightshades, things like tomatoes, peppers, eggplant, and tobacco. So when you get tree trimmings mulch, there's going to be always a bunch of different trees, hackberries, oaks, elms, maples, and all that mixture creates no problem at all. Let me put you on hold. If you had something else, I got to run. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs.
They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner. Or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you. You know, one of the things that's becoming a bigger and bigger issue, one of the most common questions that I get reflects a problem that we have, and that is people hearing this natural organic approach explained and trying to find somebody to help them do it. Still, the industry is not into it that much. And all I can suggest to you is look at our website, the Dirt Doctor Destinations. We cover people that are into what we're talking about. And there are several around that are 100% into what we talk about and recommend. And they're listed in that documentation on our website. And then the second thing is just to call around to as many people as you can and find somebody who's open-minded to do it. Any landscape contractor, any nursery can do all the things that I recommend. You've just got to find somebody who's open-minded and will agree to do it. I know it's frustrating because the large percentage is still into the synthetic fertilizers and the toxic stuff and all the things that we don't recommend and don't work very well. But hopefully it'll change. And one request I guess we would have is that when you run into somebody that's a nursery or a contractor that does the organic approach, let us know who they are so we can pass their names on when the question comes up as it continues to do. Mike in Pennsylvania and Philadelphia next up, WNTP. Hello, Mike.
Hey, hi, Howard. How are you?
Thanks. Doing well, thanks.
And thanks for taking my call. We have a large driveway. It holds like three deep. And when I say cars, I mean, think of 1960s cars. That's how long it is.
Okay.
And it's two or three, actually cars wide. But every time we get a hard rain, we get all this stuff that's growing up under it. The driveway's all gravel, and plus our well is below the driveway, so I don't want to put anything there that would hurt the well. But what's the best way to stop all this weed and crabgrass, wherever it is, from coming up?
Okay. Interesting, because I was working on this myself. We have where our office is. There was a gravel driveway there when we bought the place, and I haven't changed it. It's pea gravel in our case. And I was taking weeds out yesterday with a mechanical device that I would strongly recommend that you look into, and it's called a push-pull hoe or a stirrup hoe. And the end of it, the metal part on the end, looks like a stirrup, and it swivels just a little bit, and you simply pull it back and forth, and it doesn't take much energy to do it. It works very efficiently, and it just slices the weeds off, and they lay there and die. It's a very, very good way to go. The second thing to do, and it might be the first thing to do if the weed problem is kind of bad to start with, is to spray it all with a strong vinegar. The vinegar in gravel is a wonderful tool. It works better there and in cracks and concrete and things like that than it does in the lawn. You can buy the 10%, mix a little orange oil with it and spray it, or buy the 20% that's labeled for weed control. But yesterday there was a little bit of weeds that had popped up from the rain kind of all over our driveway, and it's a driveway that's two garage width, you know.
Right.
And I knocked it all out with the stirrup hoe in probably 10, 15 minutes. I mean, very quick, very easy to do.
Okay. Now, this device, who sells something like that?
Any hardware store, any store that sells tools at all, if they don't have it in stock, you need to inform them about it and tell them to get it. Or you could buy it online. If you go online, just look up stirrup hoe or push-pull hoe.
Okay. Now, this driveway, I mean, it's the stones are like two or three layers or more down. So do you think that the spraying the stuff, the vinegar would actually do better or what?
If you've got quite a few weeds, I'd probably do that first. And then as the new weeds start to regrow, they're going to be growing up in a shallow, you know, near the surface. They're not going to be starting way down deep.
Okay.
And that's when that push-pull hoe really works well.
Okay, I thank you for that. And is there any particular vinegar that you recommend over anything else or whatever, or no?
Yeah, the cheapest you can find. And if you go to the grocery store, a lot of times they'll sell 10% as a pickling vinegar.
Right.
And that's what I personally use the most. And I put a little orange oil in with it. Other people like the 20% because it's stronger and it will kill faster. I find that the 10%, though, sometimes kills the whole plant more efficiently than the 20% that just burns the top off real fast.
Okay. Now, is there a difference in like a white vinegar or brown vinegar or anything like that? Or no?
Yeah, the white vinegar is what you want because it'll be the cheaper and it'll be the strongest. The brown vinegar, the apple cider vinegars, usually are only in the 5% acidity. You want something at least 10% or higher.
Okay. All right. Thank you much for your time, sir.
Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's an 8% also, I guess, that's sold as a pickling vinegar, and it works pretty well, too. But 5%, which is actually the level of vinegar that the USDA actually did the original test using it as a herbicide use. They used 5% and said it worked pretty well. I think you need a little stronger than that for it to work as well as you really need, though. Let's go to Terlingua, Texas. First call I think I've ever had from Terlingua. Hi, Bill.
Hi. I've been listening to you for years, Howard. We used to live out by Weatherford. We moved to Terlingua. Quite a difference in gardening from the Dallas area to growing stuff in the desert.
Well, I bet. It says you're listening on 660. You can't hear 660 all the way in Terlingua, can you?
No, but I'm out. I'm driving back today.
Okay.
It's coming up on Big Spring, and I still get it. But anyway, the summer or the spaghetti squash, the guy was correct on how to judge it. And the best way to cook that is to cut it in half and place it face down and microwave it in a glass pan.
Really?
Or use your solar oven, put it outside in a dark pan.
I'm not a big fan of microwaves. How about a convection oven? Would it work?
Convection oven would work great, too.
Okay, all right.
But interesting listening to all the calls while I was waiting, you know, talking about shade. You know, desert gardening, I've raised beds. But we've got good soil there. Live next to a creek, so we got a lot of alluvial sand and stone, and we've amended the soil and done raised beds. But we put a shade structure over part of it and then a greenhouse that's shaded, and then the other beds are open. But we actually have community gardens in Terlingua that's open from about the September until about April. Everything is sold organic in the garden.
That's
probably
great.
10, 15 vendors.
That's great.
You have to capture your water off the roof because the water is very expensive out there because of the mercury mines that were there, so everything is reverse osmosis.
Right.
It's quite a learning curve.
Well, that's great. I was just thinking about coming out to Big Bend and Terlingua and Fort Smith and all that. I haven't been out there in a long time. It's really a beautiful part of Texas.
And it's changed. It's growing so fast. There's so many people moving down there because of the, you know, it's just a great place to live. After getting back from Iraq in 2007, I sort of had to get away from people and traffic. And
I understand.
That was a good place. If you're down there, I'll pop you an email. Look me up so you can look at how they garden. I'll take you through the community garden.
I'd love to do that. I'll take you up on that. Send me an email so I remember to give you a shout. I was thinking about getting Logan and Bo to maybe come from Arizona and meet us there and come see. We've got some friends that live out there too. So
yeah, it's a great place. And, you know, there's a lot of rentals that you can put your family in all together.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Anyway, you know, anywhere in the fall, I'd say from Thanksgiving to spring break is the best time of the year because it's really beautiful, the weather, you know, nice warm days and cool nights and beautiful sunsets.
So. Sounds like a deal. I'm going to take you up on it.
We've almost had 3 inches of rain since Christmas of last year.
That's pretty good for out there.
Well, it's a little dry. Cactus are dying. So. I'll pop you an email, and it's great listening to you. I've got listened on the Internet, too. So.
Well, Bill, thanks for your service, by the way, and we hope to see you soon.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Howard.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, yeah, Big Bend area of Texas. I like to drive out there, but, boy, it just takes so long, and I always think about maybe flying to Midland and driving from there, you know. In fact, we've done that before, but if you've never done that, if you've never gone to the Big Bend part of Texas, it's something I would highly recommend that you do. Roger in Dallas is next up. Hello, Roger.
Hi there, Howard.
What's up?
I have a very large red oak tree that has a cavity in the base of it that I discovered yesterday.
Okay.
And it's maybe about 10 inches into it and maybe a foot or two up into it high. And it's not like powder coming out of it. It's just chunks.
Okay.
There's nothing living in it that I know of rats or beavers or anything like that. It's just some kind of rot coming out of this cavity.
Right. What kind of oak?
A red oak.
It's a red oak. Okay.
I sent you some pictures.
Recently?
Yeah, this morning.
Okay, I haven't seen that yet. I'll take a look at it. Generally speaking, Roger, all I recommend for cavities is to leave them open, leave them exposed to the air, and let them heal. If you've got the flare dramatically exposed, you really don't need to do much else. If you don't have it dramatically exposed, I would recommend doing that.
No, we have a good root flare.
Okay.
And this is it's probably a 30-year-old tree.
All right.
And cutting it down is the last answer I want to hear.
No, you don't need to do that. Probably not a problem, but I'll take a look at the photographs, and if I see anything else, I'll let you know. But generally speaking, we like to leave cavities open exposed to the air, the callus and the barriers will form in there, and the tree will take care of itself unless there's some other problem that, you know, is hidden or whatever.
Yeah, well, is there some kind of treatment that I need to do of hydrogen peroxide or sealant or anything?
Hydrogen peroxide's the only thing I would do at all. If you have some raw wood that's not callusing over and healing, the tree trunk goop formula would be in order. But there's nothing else I'd recommend doing at all.
Okay, well, good. It's during when it's real wet, it seems to like put out white foam or something like that.
Yeah, the slime flux or something like that. That's not a big deal.
Okay, well, what I'm worried about is one of these big storms is going to blow it over.
Okay, let me put you on hold if you had something else. Got to run. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back after this. Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Exo Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor-eliminating air freshener. It is non-toxic, pH neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try Exo Odor Neutralizer, available in stores everywhere. Just ask for Exo Odor Neutralizer. For more information, go to exocorp.com or call 800-442-9696. Ask for and start enjoying Exo Odor Neutralizer today.
As consumers in the 21st century, we are truly fortunate to have an abundance of choices in our daily lives. But when it comes to digestive health, there should only be one choice. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, easily recognizable in the bright green box on your retailer's shelf. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics stands out among all others. Never freeze-dried, but always live and viable due to a unique 3-year fermentation process, award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics provides the restorative balance needed to support your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint. And that is very important, as no two of us are alike. With over 30 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics takes digestive and wellness support to a whole new level. So look for the bright green box on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production, and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, let's get back to the phones. Dave needs some help with some grass in Fort Worth. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Howard. About 10 months ago, I moved into a house where the lawn had been sodded with St. Augustine, and there was water sprinkled on it virtually every day, and they used synthetic fertilizers, I reckon. So I got some brown pats, and I'm getting impatient with it. I've been poking the ground with a garden fork, thinking that this fudge-like consistency in the soil needed to be aerated. And sometimes I'd squirt some Garrett juice down there and drench the soil and foliar feed the perimeters so the grass would grow back in. Maybe I just need more time. Do you have any advice? One other thing. Thinking that the rhizomes would grow more readily across the brown patches with occasional shallow watering. I squirt them with a hose once in a while, every other day or so. Can you think of anything else I could do I'm not doing?
Well, brown patches is fungal, and the high nitrogen fertilizer and watering too much and or too often can be the causes of it. So you want to get to the point where you're watering really good and deeply, and then you're going as many days as you can before you water again. I would also treat the whole place with cornmeal, whole ground cornmeal, if you haven't already done that. I think that'll probably do more good than anything you can do.
Okay. All right.
And I'd put it out just like an organic fertilizer at about 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. If you want to do a liquid version of aerating the lawn, if you think you still need some help with that, just put some hydrogen peroxide in the Garrett juice and spray and drench everything real well with that. And then just get on a regular program of fertilizing with an organic dry fertilizer a couple times a year. Get your watering worked out, the schedule on it, and I think you'll be fine.
Okay, cornmeal at 20 pounds, and then how much hydrogen peroxide in a gallon of Garrett juice?
If you use about 16 ounces of hydrogen peroxide to replace 16 ounces of water in a gallon formula.
Oh, okay.
That'd be perfect. But you don't even have to be that precise. You can just add some hydrogen peroxide, 3% stuff from the grocery store, into the mixture. Any that you put in there at all will help.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Evan.
I appreciate the call. Let's go to Combine, Texas, and talk to Robbie. Hi, Robbie.
Good morning, Howard. Had a storm come through yesterday afternoon. I'm sure you've heard about it.
Yeah.
Had a lot of lightning, and I believe I've got a tree that was struck. It's a large oak tree, about 36-inch diameter, and it's got a 2 to 3-inch stripe all the way from the top to the bottom. Then about 10 feet up, it flares out probably 12 to 14 inches wide where it just blew the bark off.
Hmm. Okay.
So I need to know, what can I do? Do I just hope for the best or what?
Where it blew the bark off, did it do it just to some limbs and the trunk on that side, or did the whole tree get
barked? No, it's just one side.
One side, okay.
Yeah.
Where there's a strip from lightning damage, that doesn't do anything at all. That's not much more damage than getting a pruning cut on the tree. Where it blows the bark off, that means it went into the tree a little bit more. A lot of times it'll blow the bark off all the way around, and the tree's dead if that's the case. But if it just was on one side and one big strip, I think you're going to be fine. I would apply the sick tree treatment immediately. You can do mechanical aeration or the hydrogen peroxide, and then put out compost, rock minerals, and the sugars, dry molasses and cornmeal, and then spray the tree, all the limbs and twigs and the ground and everything with the hydrogen peroxide mixed into the Garrett juice.
Okay, I'm not sure how I'm going to spray it. It's 35, 40 feet tall.
Well, if you just spray the trunk and as much of the foliage as you can reach with your sprayer and the ground plane, you will have done a lot of good.
And should I pull the bark off that's damaged? Or?
No, just any rough stuff that's sticking out that's obviously going to be dead, cut that away. But don't cut into any living tissue and make any further damage at all.
Yeah, I didn't know if I should try to wrap it to...
Nope.
Just leave it be?
Throw some hydrogen peroxide on it, and you can mix up the formula that we call tree trunk goop.
Okay.
And paint the wound with it if you want to. That would do some good. It'll help to speed up the callusing. The callusing will be that rounded edge that starts, trying to grow back in and cover up the wound. And
okay.
That's,
can I find that on your website?
Find what?
The formula?
Yeah,
goop,
go to dirtdoctor.com, and right on the homepage, there's a button. It's just the word guides,
and
the formula is under it. It's equal amounts of compost, rock phosphate, and diatomaceous earth.
Okay, great.
Paint it on there. I think your tree will be fine.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate the call, and I appreciate everybody's call today. Fast-moving show, and we were all over the map today with questions and comments and a lot of good suggestions. I really appreciate that. New radio stations, the one in San Francisco especially, we're delighted about, but we're delighted about all of our affiliates all over the United States. Thanks for being there. Help spread the word. Go to dirtdoctor.com. Take a look at our test, the Natural Organic Certification Test. It's for homeowners as well as people in the profession. Get out there and enjoy some gardening. I know there's a lot of other things going on, but enjoy some gardening. And, of course, don't forget to feed the birds. If you have some questions before I get to be with you again, just go to dirtdoctor.com. See you next time.